Hello, everybody. Oh, here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com. Fancy Dan YouTube page. Just search Boygob in YouTube and you'll fucking find it. And the Facebook page and the other one. Joe, how was your week?
Hey, Tom, how's it going, buddy? Yeah, I'm just sharing this thing, you know, letting people know we're live again.
Yeah, thank you. I always forget to do that.
Yeah. Fuck it. First of all, apologies to Tristan Gnarly Martin, who wanted to know what kind of funny hat I would be wearing this week. Didn't have quite time for that, Tristan, but maybe next time.
He's a nice fellow. He fucking hits me up from time to time, and he's a nice guy. He's the only one that gave a fuck. Hey, you guys didn't have a show. Everything okay? Yeah. He's the only one that gives a fuck.
Only one. That's true.
So thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, Tom, let's see. How was my week? I spent it in preparation for Horror for the Holidays in Austin, Texas, which, as you already know, I stayed at an Extended Stay America hotel. I don't know if you can call this place a hotel, but it was close to the venue. It was like walking thing. And you had mentioned, hey, it's the host hotel. No, they don't have a host hotel for this thing. This is just the closest thing that was there. And
so you just go by the closest? Like, you don't do any more research than what's the closest hotel?
This time I didn't do any research. I figured Austin closest is better because Austin is a bit of a clusterfuck, especially that area that's close to downtown.
You didn't ask any of your buddies who's going?
I didn't ask anybody. Remember, I was sick last week, or I would have stayed at somebody's place, you know, to just get somebody else, like, hey, let me hit up your couch or something. But nah, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. And being, you know, just like fucking courteous, I didn't want to show up to some place and like be coughing or sneezing or even a hint of anything.
You didn't want to spook the people who care.
Right,
about
right.
Living.
Even though Lisa had gone to get tested, and I'm pretty sure I didn't have anything. Yeah, it's a very cautious time, right? You know? Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I said, fuck it. You know, there's this hotel that's close to the venue. I get there and it's not the greatest looking place, but hey, fuck it. It's just a place to hang my head, right? Picked up some beer, went and set up, picked up some beer, came back to the room. I thought, well, I'll just do some Netflix and, you know, get ahead for the show, you know, watch some movies or something.
No, it's hanging out, chilling.
Yeah, just chilling. Netflix and chill, but without a woman. Yeah, so, like, I reached for my beer, and luckily I looked first, and there was a fucking roach on my beer, just crawling up the beer, you know, to take a fucking drink. You know, like, ooh, shiner. You know, I hadn't had that in this place for a while. Killed the roach, then thought about, you know, my lot in life, thinking, yeah, this is what it's come to. I'm sitting here in a fucking roach-infested motel. I can hear the walls in this place are fucking thin. I can hear some people yelling and shit. So I guess they had been there for an extended stay or something. They were already sick of each other. Do not recommend Extended Stay America. I don't know. The dregs of America stay there. But they gotta have some money enough to stay there, right? I mean, fucking I'm there. You know, I'm no better than them. I'm just a fucking asshole with a roach up my ear. Yeah.
The question is, how much was it a night?
I think 120 something maybe, which is cheap for Austin. Austin is not fucking for hotels. That's fucking good for Austin. That is cheap.
Yeah, I don't think so, Joe.
It is.
I've stayed at a few hotels in Austin. It wasn't 120 something.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I haven't even checked my receipt and looked at it, but I think it was like that. It's also a holiday weekend where they jack up the price.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense. I didn't think about that. You and your holidays.
So, did Horror for the Holidays, and And
if I remember last year, you said it was at a new place and it felt kind of weird.
Yeah, last year it was at a convention center on the outskirts of Austin. It was at like some place where they do ranch stuff, I guess, like shows, you know, like fucking farm shows or whatever.
Farm shows?
But this time it was at the Palmer Event Center, which is more a traditional event center or convention center in Austin. And I've done a comic show at the place, and I just don't fucking like it. I guess I don't like any place that charges parking. You know? I don't know.
So you were, just from the get-go, you were in a shit fucking mood.
Well, this show had a lot of things going against it, and, you know, props to Bunny for getting it done. I know she had to cancel last year, and the place that she had before, which was that same place that she did it last time, she had that all booked, and then like maybe a month out, they just told her, hey, you know what, we're not doing any more events for the rest of the year, go fuck yourself. So she had to scramble to find someplace else, which really sucked. And here we are at the Palmer Event Center, where mask mandate, don't bring in any other food or alcohol, you can get shit from the concessions, you know, you can buy a $7 shiner from them if you want, you know, and it's a holiday weekend. You know, most people still have their families and shit in town. And what are you going to do to the family? Hey, let's go to this horror market. Nah, we ain't doing that, kid. So, oh, I guess not. I guess we'll just sit around here and look at each other, you know. So, it was not well attended. I still made a decent amount of money. You know, can't complain about that. And, like I said, I wouldn't want to be the one trying to put on conventions and shit right now. It's a lot of headache. So, like I said last time, the time before that, anybody that can get that shit going during this fucking bullshit, you're a fucking better person than I am, because I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, that's pretty much everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that. I make t-shirts, fucking barely at that. Came back, realized how much work I gotta do, because we had the Blaxploitation sale going on over the weekend while I was gone.
You got two shirts to print.
No, the
shout
website
out
blew
to
up.
You, Red.
The website fucking blew up, but not with that stuff. I had maybe, yeah, four people take advantage of the Black Friday sale. Everybody else is buying regular shit. You know? So, yeah, lots to do.
Why isn't this code working if you change the pricing automatically?
Yeah, I changed the pricing. That way nobody, hey, I didn't get my discount because you're dumb. You know, I put a code into it, but,
no. Now I'm going to have to charge you a fucking fee to refund your money since you sent it to PayPal.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks.
I agree. But yeah, that was that. I'm back at the shop now, trying to get caught up, trying to get inventory ready for the next event, which will be in Houston, and haven't even looked that far ahead. I just know I don't have enough shit to take yet.
But yeah, I'm not going to be able to make shit. I got a fucking handful of ornaments and a fucking tip of my hat. So, we'll see.
I guess I should plug this fucking computer in before it dies on me.
Thanks to everybody who took part of the Black Friday sale. I'm busy as shit. Like, I had stuff to do before that. So it's probably going to be more around the 8-week thing. But I did say that, so fucking finger point or whatever. I don't
know. Yeah, Tom warned you, you sons of bitches.
But thank you, for sure. I got a lot in, more than I'd thought. Just a lot going on right now, so I'm just all fucking nerves and fuck everything. But your shit'll get done. And if you fucking say, I want a refund, let me fucking know sooner rather than later. Because once I start painting the motherfucker, then it's paid for. Most of the shit's already poured. So I'm just going to put a little mark of paint on every fucking one. No, but legitimately, if it's getting fucking to the point and you're fucking, I'll say, do you not fucking read? And then I'll say, whatever, I don't want to deal with you, and then I'll ban you for life.
Yeah. Eric, these are not knives, they're like little bats or something Lisa put on the wall for Halloween, and they're going to be there forever now.
I thought it was a nice little scenic thing of birds flying, some like inspirational shit.
Nah, it's just bats. Because she's a big Batman fan, I think.
Ah.
Let's see what it is.
We'll get to that later. What else? Spider-Man.
What else going on, Tom?
Nothing, Joe. I'm just trying to fucking make it. I don't know what to tell you. It's not great, but let's not talk about that shit.
Okay. Instead, I'll tell you what, let's pick up where we left off last time as I watched the third episode of Midnight Mass, which is where you threw in the towel.
And now do you know why I threw in the towel?
Yeah, because you don't like angels.
Oh, I thought he was an anal.
Yeah, well, that too. I mean, you do like that. But then you figure, oh, they're saying angel. Okay, I'm out.
Peace. You lost me, dog.
It's still good enough for me to keep going. The angel or vampire, as some folks might call him, he looks all right. You know, he's got wings. He doesn't look like Barlow, like you said.
I mean, it's just a vampire guy. That's the only vampire. Or I know Frost. So I could have said Frost, and then they'd say, hey, he's not an African American.
You can Frost?
No. Frost from Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, I don't know anybody's name from Dusk Till Dawn. That's one of your favorites.
We'll get to that.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will.
Oh, shit. So anyways, what's up with Mr. Barlow?
I don't know. See, the third episode, it's still more Catholicism, and we got the priest, you know, which was kind of predictable. The priest was actually the priest that disappeared.
But he's a vampire!
Maybe he's a vampire. I don't know what he is. I mean, I haven't watched the rest of it. I know you read the rest of it.
It said it in that fucking thing. He was the fucking preacher who was looking and got lost in the cave or whatever. That's him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
So he's a fucking vampire.
Well, he's an angel now.
He's an anal.
He got bit by an angel, so he becomes an angel. He's
touched by a vampire.
Yeah. Fucking great show. I'm going to write that down. That's a good idea.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I just don't like vampires, so...
Yeah, I know. Mr. Fucking From Dusk Till Dawn every other fucking week.
Yeah, that's it. I try... And Underworld's alright, some of them. Not that third.
Yeah, Mr. Dive into the Underworld.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Hope you got one for Critters this week, you fuck.
Fuck, I do not. But... It's almost time for the long December. We're not quite there yet.
No, Joe. You know, I think by the time this goes up on the old podcast. Okay, this should be said during the long man. I don't know if it's ironic or fucking bittersweet or just the world fucking with me, but the fact that it's December now. We gotta do this shit. It's fucked. But I would highly suggest listening to the audio feed of the podcast at boygob.com for the December episodes, because you will get much, much more out of this. And thank you, Joe, because this will be the long December part one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck of life. So what the fuck were we talking about? The Barlow man and Catholics? You're Mexican. Yeah. You're obviously a Catholic.
Yeah, and somebody in our chat saying that that the angels are homosexual, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I guess.
Whoa.
If you're into that.
You watch your mouth. Joe's an angel.
In the outfield.
Go Cubs. Hey, if you guys need a hat, hit me up. Those
Beano.
Are gone.
Tom was selling these Beanos.
No, those are fucking gone. Sorry, if you wanted a beanie, they're fucking gone. If you wanted a Mexican American, they're fucking gone.
That's but yeah, that's it. Midnight Mass, I'll finish it up. How many episodes is this shit?
18.
18, okay. Well, I got, you know, whatever 3 minus that is to go.
15.
15 episodes to go.
So about 15 hours.
Yeah, until they do the prologue next year.
Did you get to the scene with the crippled girl and the drunk?
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty good.
That hit your heartstrings, Tom?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, that was good. Some acting. Nice.
Did you ever shoot a little girl?
I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
No, there's good acting throughout. That, you know, it'll keep me watching.
Yeah, just when they were just like, all right, this is vampire shit. I was like, all right, I'm done. Thank you. If they wouldn't have introduced that, I would have watched that one. They did. So, no, I would have. It was getting a little boring, but if I watched all that, because they had to lead up to what this was about, and that's what it was.
They did have to do some character build up, which is what they've been doing throughout. Yes.
But I forget what I was going to fucking say. What, I got a movie now or some shit?
Yeah.
You ever heard of a movie called Steel and Lace?
No.
It's a movie.
Sounds fucking dumb.
So, Joe,
I mean, what do you do with those two elements, steel and lace? Do they even figure into the movie?
No, it's about a Puerto Rican gentleman
that works in the steel yards.
No, when a white lady around a cross country murder spree.
She wears lace.
She does, and he steals shit.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it makes sense now.
All right, I gotta shit.
You gotta shit. Okay.
I do. Steel and Lace. This is a movie about a woman who was sexually assaulted by, I think, 5 gentle fellows who weren't so gentle in an alley. And she takes them to court and she loses.
For the second time.
No. Yeah, unfortunately, no, because there was 5 of them. But in the movie, it says, oh, you just held me or something, but you didn't do anything. Anyways, she,
Was she dressed provocatively?
No, she was...
Was she dancing around in front of a pinball machine?
No, but she was a woman, so... You understand. So, she's like, oh, fuck, this is fucked, and then she pulls a Tom and jumps off a building, and then it flashes to like 3 years later or something, and she's back out for revenge, killing people with like fucking ways you would think Inspector Gadget would kill people.
Because her bones have been replaced by the fucking tentacles of Dr. Octopus or something?
Her brother took her brain and put it in a robot body. So now her brother's using her brain to go and get revenge on these not so gentle fellows.
But she lures them in by dressing sexy
and wearing masks
with like lace and stuff, but inside the lace is cold hard steel. I get the fucking title now. That's pretty good.
You do. It's pretty good. There, it's just maybe, once again, if like Danny Steinman directed this, it would probably be a little better. But there is some good shit in it, like the effects and shit. There's a helicopter going and she just lifts this motherfucker up and chops the top of his head off and it fucking blades. Oh, it was funny shit. But they just, like, just show it from afar. They don't have any more shots of it, which, you know, you could have used a little bit more gore inserts or something. But it's worth a watch. One watch. Not a $27.99 Blu-ray or whatever the fuck they're charging for that shit, but it's worth a watch. Doesn't matter. Old piss leg. Why the fuck is that leg yellow? Piss yourself? What the fuck's going on here? Never understood that. Maybe that's supposed to be like it getting bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe get good. How about that? Put out something good. You know me, Joe. I don't give a fuck about slip covers. I'll sell those shits and fucking throw them in the garbage. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I bought that box. Did you see that empty box they were selling?
No.
You put your Rudy Ray Moore movies in.
I did not see that.
Yeah, came out with a just an empty box for you to put your Rudy Ray Moore movies in.
I honestly hadn't had much time to pay attention to any of the promotions or sales or shit that were going on last week, so maybe I missed out on something good, or I don't know, but it's like I was saying last week, everybody was buying shit for themselves. You fucking selfish fucks. Buy something for somebody else in the spirit of giving, in the spirit of the holidays.
So you want me to return that Ebola 4K or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you bought it for yourself, then yes.
No. I
mean, but if you bought it for me, no, keep that. Watch it first. And then you'll say, I fucking hate it. And you send it to me because you won't. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's a great movie.
I watched the trailer. I was just, oh yeah, Joe's talking about this. No, I'm good.
Because you don't like Asians. Oh, because it starts in Africa. Even double whammy for you, the racist fuck.
It's just hard because I always get those two nationalities fucked up, so I can't tell who's who. It's just not good.
Yeah.
I always confuse the Chinese and Africans.
Tom, I watched a movie called In the Earth. Remember that movie I saw like a couple of weeks ago, Gaia?
No.
About like shit going on with nature and stuff. This is one of those movies, the shit going on with nature. It takes place during, I don't know, like the Earth's under some kind of plague. So maybe it's modern times. I don't fucking know. But this guy's going out to some campground to find some lady and help her with her research.
Her what?
Research. He doesn't know shit about wandering in the woods, so he has this guy take him. And they meet some dude out there, and he just fucking assaults them, and, like, ties them up and takes weird pictures of them. And they escape from him, find the lady, and she's kind of bonkers too. She's trying to communicate with plants using sound and shit. And turns out that other crazy guy is her ex-husband or something. And everybody's either crazy or they're sane and they are communicating with the earth, but you don't fucking know. It's one of those, like, you gotta decide. You gotta figure this shit out. I liked it. It's not for everybody. You know, I don't know. It's cerebral, I guess you could say. You know, one of those thinkers. You know, you gotta put your mind to it. So, I dig it, but not enough for it to make my top 10. unless there's nothing else, then it'll fucking go on there. But we only do a top three, so it doesn't matter.
Not anymore since we started doing this top 10 list.
So yeah, it'll probably be on my top 10 list at the end of the year.
At least an honorable mention.
Yeah, it's in the earth. I watch it on the Hulu channel.
So yeah. You said some people are crazy, some people are sane.
You don't know. It's up to you to decide, you know? Or maybe it was all a dream. Fuck it, we're the monsters. We're the monsters. That's not one of these movies, but we are.
Well, my question was, do you think any of them were insane?
No, that was on my worst of top three of 2019, I believe. Maybe, I don't fucking know.
Thought that year was bad. Hey Joe.
Hey Tom.
You ever see a Resident Evil movie?
I believe I watched the first one in the theaters.
It's a long time ago.
It was. That's the only one I've seen.
I also saw that one in theaters. Did you play the games before you seen that one?
No. I believe I played the second one. Didn't do too good at it, so I stopped playing. That's the farthest I've gone in the game series, too.
Well, the second one is probably the best one, and I'm just saying that because that is my favorite one. So, I played the second one a lot. I got the remake that just recently came out a couple fucking years ago. Played about half of it, which is a lot for me since I don't really play games. And I played Nemesis a little bit and the director's cut a little bit, so I'm semi-familiar with the, you know, like the basic Resident Evil lore, like what happened in Raccoon City and that night or two nights, whatever this is supposed to be.
What did happen in Raccoon City? Because I don't know.
Well, Joe, there's a pharmaceutical... pharmaceutical company called Umbrella. They
They're
are
saving the, us from the coronavirus.
They are. Right. Unfortunately, they made something much worse than the coronavirus and it leaked. And now people are turning into monsters and zombies. And like the company took over this town. So they were just, you know, testing it on this town so it could all be controlled or whatever. And they set there, it's like, all right, we're going to blow this motherfucker up to contain the contain our shit so nobody finds out. And it's like, well, what if they fucking be like, hey, Umbrella, why'd you just blow up this town? But from what I know, nobody ever asks. They just sweep it under the rug.
The pharmaceutical company, man. You know, fuck it.
I think down the line, though, they have, like, a rival. No, I think that's in the second one. I think Ada might be trying to, I can't remember, dude.
Expose Pfizer for all their bullshit?
Mm-hmm. They're handing out boosters left and right, these people. Anyways, you know... I think the movie is a lot like that. It stays pretty true to the game, but it does switch stuff up. And I may be one of those people who just knew, like, very baseline Mortal Kombat and liked that new movie. So I might be a piece of shit to hardcore Resident Evil fans. Because this got like very low scores all around. I haven't seen too much nice things said about it. But, you know, zombies are fucking played out, but this was good. This felt like a great adaptation of the game. And the zombies were cool. The Tyrant... CGI was a little, but it was surprisingly good.
If what do you, you mean like... zombies are played out, man? Army of the Dead is on everybody's top 10 list.
That's the one in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Top 10?
Like, I haven't worst? Seen yeah, Zack Snyder flick. I don't want to fucking waste 8 hours of my life again.
Oh, I heard people saying like their camera was fucked up. And they have like dead pixels in the movie. So if you watch it, it'll be like... Say there's like a dead thing right there, it'd just be like one of the pixels will just be black. It's like, hey, where's the color or whatever supposed to be in that thing making up the whole picture? So that's weird. I think they'd correct that with all that money and everything.
Nah, saving a couple of bucks.
Mm-hmm. So that was a long way to say, yeah, Resident Evil, it was like the game, a little different. Some stuff was switched around, like, you know, Leon Kennedy from the second game. Well, he's this honky.
Didn't get that far.
Well, you can either be him or the girl, who's Jill Valentine. So I'm guessing that's who you played at. Maybe it was Claire. I can't remember, Joe. Anyways, Leon's a Muslim guy now. And if you don't like it, you can go back to Africa, okay?
Okay.
But it was pretty good. But then again, it could be like Mortal Kombat, shitty fucking Mortal Kombat
movie. Yeah, so. Or like all the Marvel movies. I don't like them because I like the source material. Yeah.
Do you?
Well... Maybe not the early source material anymore. Hey, and even the movies, Spider-Man 2, that was a home run.
Well, sit down, Joe. You'll love No Way Home.
No, I won't.
Because Jamie Foxx is in it.
That Andrew Garfield Electro guy, he sucks. And I haven't seen that Jamie Foxx one. Somehow I missed that one. But it's okay, it doesn't matter.
It's not okay, Joe. I would say that could be... No, it might be the worst one.
I don't know. I did see the one with the fucking Hulk 2099. That one was not good. Not good.
Oh, that's the one with Liz Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have had a cameo with a signed picture to his wife. Fucking prick. So yeah, Resident Evil. If you want to see some good zombie shit... just watch it or don't. I don't really give a fuck. DWNProductions.net. Don't buy anything. Just has to be there. FastCustomShirts.com. Go buy everything.
Tom?
What?
You're always up with current events, right?
Not really.
Well, this show I watched wasn't current events. It was old events. This was a Manhunt, the second season of Manhunt. This season is called Deadly Games. And it's about the guy that blew up the fucking Atlanta, Georgia Olympics. Set off a bomb there. When he set off a bomb, some fat security guy, found the bomb. Said, hey, there's a bomb here. And the FBI came and they didn't defuse it. It still went off and killed two people. Hurt a whole bunch of other people. Like, hey, dude, you're a hero. A bunch of more people would have been dead if not for you. Then the FBI needs a suspect real quick. Say, hey, it was probably that fat guy that found the bomb. So they blamed him, dragged his fucking name through the mud for like fucking a year. And, fucked up his already miserable life. And then after following that, it follows the real bomber. And he... manipulates the FBI, manipulates some fucking militia group to like help him out, and I don't know how much of this is true. I'm sure the basics of it are true, but I can't see the way they have this shit. They have the FBI and the militia group working together to hunt this guy down. No fucking way. No fucking way are these guys gonna go hand in hand with the FBI. No way is the FBI going to have these guys carrying guns walking side by side with them through the woods. So that's a bunch of bullshit. But the story itself is interesting. especially about that fat guy that got fucked over so bad by the media and by the FBI. Too bad for that dude, but eventually his name was cleared and he did get his dream of being a law enforcement officer for real, and then died at 44 from diabetes because he was a fat dude, you know? Fucking sad story.
I know he's not a fan of fucking cartoons, because if he would, he would have fucking ate that fucking thing. It just, it would have went, and then a little puff of smoke would have.
Right, right.
And it would have been done. He would have been a hero.
Yeah.
He could have got, like, fucking Slim Fast sponsorships and shit.
But such was not the case.
He'd be wearing like all brands and shit, like a human billboard, and his shirt would just say like celery. Oh, he's got fucking sponsorship from celery.
He did get some money at the end of it all because they sued like a bunch of the media sources, so I don't know how much he got, but I'm sure it wasn't, you know, fucking scratch-off tickets or anything. And so the only one that didn't retract the story was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or whatever, the fucking main one that broke the story. And it follows the main reporter, you know, this chick, and they paint her in a bad light, which, hey, maybe it's true, I don't fucking know, but that she was fucking cops to get leads and, you know, just being a fucking hag. I don't know. It was a good show, man. It kept my interest. I would recommend, but it comes off of Netflix on like 6 days. So that's why I was hurrying to watch that shit before it disappears forever, and then you'll never be able to stream it anywhere again. That'll be on Tubi.
Yep. Film Rise is probably dying it because you're getting a bunch of true crime stuff and just putting it up on YouTube. Beyond belief, fact or fiction, I don't know if I'm taking
it. It's fact or fiction.
You ever see the Candy Snatchers, Joe?
I think I have. I think it's on a box set that I have, but it was a while ago. It was like I don't remember what that box is. But it's got like the van. The teacher picked me up. No, I don't know. The Candy Snatchers.
Mm-hmm. This is three people. They kidnap a girl because they think her father is rich.
Is her name Candy?
Mm-hmm. Candy Cane. He drives a pickup truck or a semi truck or some bullshit.
Oh, fuck everything.
Watch Candy Snatchers.
I like candy. Oh, Candy Snatchers, yes.
Yeah, go watch it. It's on fucking YouTube. It's worth a watch. The ending's like, oh, fuck. And then something stupid happens. And you're just like, that fucking dumb fuck. And then you realize what's really. And then it's like, well, that sucks. But the last thing kind of ruined it. So fuck you. Two thumbs down.
Okay.
Now you go.
Hey, Tom.
What?
You remember that movie Below Zero?
Fuck no.
It's the new Netflix movie. No, I don't know if it's new. I don't know how long it's been on Netflix. But it's a movie from Spain. It's it's about a guy that moves to a different police precinct, and his first day on the job, he's got a new criminal transport. So him and this other guy are transporting like 8 criminals, and some other dude is hunting down one of the criminals in the fucking van transport fucking bus thing that they're in, and he's just fucking with them the whole way. and that's it. It's just like a cat and mouse thing. Like, this guy's gonna kill everybody in that motherfucking thing if he can't get that one criminal that he wants. Is he trying to break him out? I don't know. Is he wanted for something else? That would ruin the fucking surprise for you, right? Some of these people are gonna watch it. You're not, because I said Spanish. You're not fucking watching anything foreign. But I hope you like Ebola virus. It's fucking Ebola syndrome. It's fucking great, Tom. It's fucking great. But Below Zero, would recommend. It's probably going to be on my top 10 list. It's the only action movie I've seen this year that's worth the fuck. Below Zero.
I watched a fat guy stand on a stool and try and throw a rope over a support beam on the roof. He couldn't make it. It kept fucking hitting the beam and coming back and hitting him in the head. Then he'd keep trying to fucking do it. Then he forgot he didn't know how to tie the beam.
What were you trying to throw the rope over the beam for?
Decoration. It's Halloween, right?
You get to decorate something.
Yeah, spooktacular.
Sounds good. Making your own human-sized pinata. All right, is that all you watched, huh?
That's all I fucking got.
All right, I watched a movie, a British movie, called Censor. It's about a lady that works for the British Censor Board or something. And she's watching those video nasties that those Brits hate. You know, like, telling people, we need to cut this out. We need to cut this out, you know. The British people won't stand for this, you know. Long live the Queen. And then she sees a movie that reminds her of her sister who disappeared when she was young. She had a trauma when she was a kid. Her sister disappeared, and they don't tell us too much about it, but this chick's kind of fucked up, you know. She's real, always on edge, you know, trying to be prim and proper, but this movie's got her all fucked up, Tom. She's got to find out more. She's got to find out about the direct. Oh, this lady in the fucking movie looks just like my sister would look now.
How does she know?
And you know where this goes from there, Tom.
Is that her sister?
No, fuck no, she's crazy.
Oh. That's it? Having a breakdown?
He's just having a breakdown. It's like a Saint Maud, but better, because that one was a complete piece of shit. This one's just predictable as all fuck. But it's well done. I'll give it that. And if nothing else, it may make my top 10 or an honorable mention, because I'm running out of fucking options here. You know, but it was stylized, and I dug it, but it's slow. For most people wouldn't dig it. You wouldn't dig it for sure, Tom. So go watch it tomorrow. It's streaming on Hulu.
I should stick to Evil Ed.
Yeah.
You ever see that one?
Yeah, I think so. It's what, like 90-something? 93, 94?
Maybe. It's about the film editing guy who goes crazy. Well, our buddy Old Dave has a special feature on this censored disc.
Now, does he?
He's talking about all the video nasties and his memories of them.
Hmm. So really, he just recorded the segment of our show where we talked to him about that. Hope we get credit where credit's due.
Here's something else, too. It is a piss leg release.
Censor?
So go figure, yeah.
Huh.
So go figure.
That beat all. Climbing into the modern age.
Yeah, but I'm going to stay away if you say it's not that great.
You would not dig it.
Okay. So I watched Censor.
All right.
hospitals in winter.
Now we come to the critters segment of our show. For those of you that are not regular listeners, we've been going through the Critters movies. We've watched Critters 1, just called Critters. We also watched Critters 2, just called Critters 2. And this week, we watched Critters 3, just the third. And usually the third in every series is maybe
pretty good.
The first one. You know,
Hellraiser 3?
Was a funny one. It was a funny one.
It's the best one.
This one, I guess the tone of the movies have changed. They've always been kind of like fun and happy-go-lucky little critter guys, but this time they're just silly. Silly little critter guys, and I guess they're trying to capitalize more on the gremlins aspect in this one than they did in the past two, because you do have an extended scene with the critters doing their, you know, little antics like eating soap and, you know, coughing up bubbles. Shit, that's funny. That's funny. And another critter just eating pork and beans. Oh yeah. So the critters are out of the farm now. They hitched a ride and they go into the big city into an apartment complex, you know, and you got your typical landlord type, Tom.
Hey, oh, you fuck. I'm going to get burnt up and become Cabal. Oh.
Yeah. Charlie from the other two movies, he's back. He's back. And I don't know. This one was just kind of lame. Kind of silly. Kind of stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, I see a lot of people saying how the third and fourth one are fucking terrible and they're garbage ass fucking movies. And it should be said the third and fourth one were shot at the same time or back to back or whatever. So look forward to more of this next week, I guess. But I don't see this any different than any of the other ones. This is still same shit to me. Not a big fan of it. The first one was okay, but this is just kind of more of the same, but just cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. I don't think it was a bad movie. I think it's like a good kids movie. Like, this is something you can throw like a fucking throw at a kid. Hey, shut up and watch this, and the kid might be entertained by it, you know. That's all I can give it. It's a decent kids flick, but as far as like something, well, first of all, I don't think these movies even deserve the franchise, but they got it. Every fucking thing did back then, so whatever. I mean, it's
yeah. The documentary, I don't know if it was for this one or the last one, but they said they rushed the sequels into production just because Gremlins and shit was popular and no one gave a fuck. So there you go.
Yeah, the guy that wrote this, he's a renowned horror writer, but he also wrote a bunch of shitty movies.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but I know his face because he pops up on a lot of special features.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of this guy? Do you know him or anything?
I can't remember his name. It's an odd last name. But he wrote Texas Chainsaw 3, I think.
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's written a lot of scripts. He's written a lot of horror novels, short story collections, and shit. But yeah, I noticed his name on the credits, and we hadn't seen his name on anything since Pick Me Up from Masters of Horror.
Yeah, he might have been on that special feature thing too. I mean, I've seen that dude on a lot because he has a very unique face.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to say anything else and say he's some ugly fuck.
He dresses like that LA cool from back then, right?
Where he dresses like an angel.
Yeah.
Yep. And he seems like a different guy. He just has like
John Urbanek or something. Face.
I'm not gonna. I'm totally not gonna remember.
It doesn't matter. So, we got another Critters movie to do next week.
This is fucking labeled Critters Review. 2 minutes. Fuck you. That's all we got.
Yeah. Well, I mean, props to this movie for being lesbian positive. You know, because you did have that one character, and she would step up where the dad wouldn't, because the dad was all defeated by life. So props to this movie for doing the LGBTQ power when there was no such movement.
But doesn't she fall for the father?
Well, she falls off the building. But the
no,
rope
that was Steel and Lace.
Steel and Lace, that's right.
Yeah, and then you got 24 fucking minutes of her just swinging back and
dangling.
Forth.
She dangles the last third of the movie.
You'd think she could just kind of, tie yourself and unhook her foot.
She didn't get that merit badge.
Oh, sorry.
So, Tom.
What?
When a wall crawler is done fighting all the fucking super villains he can't handle, what's he got left to fight? Politicians, baby. Politicians. The real evil in the world. Yeah, when we left Spider-Man last, he was cradling the fucking lifeless body of Captain Stacy, who had just saved the kid from having a chimney fall on him. But he's dead now. Peter takes Gwen Stacy to the funeral, and she's like, I hate that Spider-Man. I hate that Spider-Man. So Peter Parker's like, but what if she ever finds out that I'm Spider-Man's? What then? What then? So we're introduced to this politician that's going to rid the city of crime, beginning with Spider-Man's. And his henchmen show up and follow Peter Parker around and beat the fuck out of him like a little bitch he is.
Well, not really. Like, he's just like, oh, I gotta play along. Or I can't fight back. And I gotta just go down.
I think that was for our benefit. He was trying to save face for us. Tom, I think they really kicked his ass.
No, then the guy was just like, hey, I think he's faking it. His pulse is the same as mine.
Right, because when you're fighting somebody and you check their pulse, you know, fuck yeah, I'm giving him a good ass kick because his pulse is low.
All he had to do, as soon as he got punched in the stomach, he just should have went, that fucking noise is just a little grabbing his stomach.
I don't think the letterer knew how to write that, you know, in the proper thing, so they didn't use that.
There would have way, it's fucking puss. Ah, he doesn't know shit.
But a scene they have here is like this this politician, Bullet is his name. Bullet.
Rodney Bullet or some shit.
You know, they go into his office. And he's there doing karate. He's beating up like 3 dudes. So he knows karate and shit. But I saw this scene and it's like, heavenly fuck, Frank Miller ripped this shit off when he did his shit with Daredevil.
Mr. Stick.
And had Kingpin like beating the shit out of people in his office, you know, in a karate suit and everything. It's like, well, fuck you, Frank Miller. You're the Quentin Tarantino of comic books, dude. That's it. That's that issue.
No, there's something else happens at the end. Oh, what happens? It was something fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man's Peter Parker. He's swinging into his apartment window. And as he swings in, both Bullet and Gwen, who's fucking Bullet now, I'm pretty sure, they're there. They're there. Do they know his secret identity now? No, because everybody's fucking dumb in Manhattan.
We forgot another thing too. fucking Jameson and Robertson have another heated political debate.
They do.
Stanley and his fucking bullshit.
And Peter hasn't even checked on Aunt May in like 3 issues. She's probably fucking dead.
She's in the hospital worrying.
Yeah. Or living it up with that with her lesbian lover friend.
Fucking Anna Watson.
And that's issue 91, folks.
You like lists, Joe?
No.
Sorry. Maybe someone out there does. I've never heard any feedback about them. Except we should do one about movies that take place in stores. That's the only feedback I ever got back about the list. It's okay. At least we got 3 people watching.
So this week, Tom, you wanted us to count down our top 10 favorite movies where someone gets eaten.
Yep, that's fine.
You did, right?
Yep.
So on my honorable mentions, I have the honorable Bone Tomahawk, which has some cannibalistic engines. Then I have Alligator, in which an alligator eats people. This one came to mind because I was making some shirts today to feature an alligator.
Speaking of the Ebola syndrome, Alligator is also coming to 4K in February.
You know what's not 4K is that fucking cover. What a piece of shit looking cover. Those people do not try anymore.
Hey, what's this movie about? Big faces, you fuck.
Then I have Jurassic Park, in which people are eaten by dinosaurs. Then I have The Host, a Korean film in which people are eaten by some dinosaur-looking creature.
Guillermo.
Then my last honorable mention is Cloverfield. That's right. Found footage movie in which a giant alien or something, creature or something, eats people. Fucking little aliens eat people.
My honorable mentions are Feast. Pick one. I'm sure somebody gets eaten in all of them. Maybe we'll do the Feast series. Maybe we won't. Maybe you can go fuck yourself.
Maybe.
Then I have The Host with whatever the fuck Joe said. And then I have Megalodon 3 Shark Attack, which is a fucking fantastic movie to watch and drink with some buddies with. It's Learn How to Speak, Tom. And then I have Ghost in the Darkness, because people get eaten by fucking lions. And then I have Grizzly Man. Number 10.
And number 10, I have Food of the Gods 2, where people are eaten by dogs that are dressed as rats.
I have the remake of Critters 3, Attack the Block. Thank you. Number 9.
Number 9, I have 13th Warrior, where Vikings fight a cannibal group of savages, but they can't do shit on their own because they're Vikings. So some Muslim Arab comes and fucking shows the Vikings how to do things properly.
good movie. Was his name Leon Kennedy?
His name was Antonio Banderas, playing an Arab Muslim.
Is that Beowulf shit?
No, it's not Beowulf.
Number 9, I have Cannibal the Musical. Because they like eat motherfuckers, Joe. No, I like movies with the in the title. Movies that say what it is. The what. That's what I like, Joe. I like the title, and then colon, the, and then what it is. It helps me make a decision on my purchase. Okay?
Yeah.
Number 8.
I have The Ravenous. Some people it's just called Ravenous. But yeah.
Some people call it Ravenous colon the movie. My number 8 is Run Ronnie Run. Someone gets eaten in it.
I don't remember that.
On the Survivor show, they got to eat the people to survive.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Number 7.
Number 7, I have A Boy and His Dog. Would you sacrifice the chick you're fucking? Because your dog needed a meal? I would.
And number 7 is Creepshow, Joe. Bitch gets eaten.
She does, Tom.
Yeah.
You can call her Billy.
Oh, fuck. Number 6.
At number 6, we've got The Creep Show, where a bitch gets eaten by some creature that I didn't know had a name until Tom enlightened me that it's Arturo or something like that.
No, see, the creature in the box was named Fluffy. The skeleton thing in the window was named a turtle.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
In part 2, wasn't there a plant that went around eating people?
Well, it was an animated garbage bag.
I couldn't remember. So that's
fucking fly trap he orders from the...
Yeah, there you go.
Number 6.
That was my number 6.
Gotcha. Hey, I forgot what last week's list was, but I think we both forgot this one. And that's Dog Soldiers. So I made sure it was on this one. They made whatever the fuck was on the pot, on the stove. It had people in it. And they were fucking... They were. Number 5.
Number 5. I have piranha. Or the piranha, as some people call it. It's a word that I always forget how to spell. but I know what I wrote. Piranha.
Which one?
1 or 3D. Either one of those.
Probably 3D.
Yeah.
I have Day of the Dead. A.K.A. Coco.
A.K.A. The Pie Fight.
No, that's Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, Day of
the
Dead.
This is Day of the Dead.
That's right. Okay, that's the slightly better one. All right.
Yes, in this one, Coco eats his grandmother's butt. Oh. No jelly. Just jam. What are we on?
Four. My number four is Little Shop of Horrors, which has made many of my lists. Audrey 2, Man Eating Plant.
And she's also a plant eating man. I have Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. Because in it, Coco eats his grandmother's butthole with no jelly, just jam. Number three,
I have Frankenfish.
It's a good one.
It's a good movie to get together with some friends, have some beer, just enjoy a little Frankenfish.
Man.
The Sci-Fi Channel got it right once in a while.
I know I bought a copy of that for my dad. And if I bought a copy for him, I know I bought a copy for myself. But I'm just like picturing back looking at my fucking DVD shelf and I don't remember seeing that shit.
It's in mine. It's good. I always go and check the DVDs first. When old Frankenfish. That's on the list.
It is a good, would recommend.
I would. It's a good movie.
What are we on, three?
Yes.
I have Sin City because in it, Kevin eats Coco's grandmother's butthole. With no jelly. Just jam.
I think he used jelly in this. I mean, no, it's hard to tell because it's in black and white, but I'm pretty sure that was jelly.
The jam has the seeds, and I definitely seen a few seeds.
I'm more of a marmalade guy myself.
I know, but I wasn't going to bring that sweet bear into this filth. Number two.
Jaws. All that fucking shark does is eat people.
I have brain damage because in it, Coco eats his grandmother's butthole.
Or the director eats his grandfather. Huh?
You and this vendetta, I swear. We gotta get to the bottom of this one day. Number one, here it is.
Numero uno. I have Hannibal. It's in it. Hannibal eats some dude's brains.
And Mason Verger's nutsack.
Mm-hmm.
Then he spits it out on his face and gets it sewn. And I said, oh, what a hurry. What? Okay. Ocho. It's been a hard night, a hard life. But in my number one, Coco eats his grandmother's butthole with blood because he's an angel. I have From Dusk Till Dawn. Eat that poor little Chinese boy.
Join us next week, everybody, when we'll be counting down our top 10 favorite movies that feature a person's name in the title.
I think we did that.
Did we?
Yep.
Fuck, I thought I had a good one.
Yeah. So what else would you like to do? It's alright, I'll take a drink of water.
Yeah,
me too. This is why you should be listening to the podcast feed.
Yeah. Because Tom edits out all this dead air. Dumb shit we do in the podcast.
Oh no.
I'm just assuming that he does, because I don't listen.
It's long December, Joe.
Long December. Fuck. There's no movies that take place on Kwanzaa. That ain't gonna work.
Alright, join us next week where we just say number one, Shaft in Africa. Alright, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody. Oh, fuck. I don't know. There's lists and shit. I don't fucking know.
I'd say Hanukkah, but that shit'll probably be over with.
It will be.
Started off.
Nah, that shit takes like 8 days or something.
Crazy nights.
Yeah.
Animated holiday movie.
Hey, why the fuck not? I don't know that there are 10 that are favorites of mine, but I'm sure I can find 10.
You didn't say what holiday, Joe.
Right.
We got that.
Thank you, Mike.
And hey, who knows what animated means? You can go to the fucking dictionary and, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just people who act.
But unlike Tom, I won't have 8 crazy nights on my list. As animated as that movie is.
Well, maybe we'll be here Sunday. Maybe we won't.
Who can tell at this point?
Don't buy anything from dwnproductions.net, even though you can see it right up there. I'm very busy and I have a lot of work ahead of me as it is. I appreciate everybody who did, but just give me a minute because I'm fucking super stressed out and I'm a fucking dumb fuck and I fucking took on a lot, so fuck. I don't know, Joe. I'm rambling and I want to fucking...
Well, you are a rambling man, Tom. FastCustomShirts.com. You can order some stuff if you want. Preferably, just go by the shop and dig through the shit I got there because you know that'll be there if you order from it. I might not have the screens anymore. I got to put those screens together. Like, some of you fucks know exactly which screens I don't have and which sizes I'm out of, and that's what you fucking order. You guys are psychic and like to fuck with me like that. Hey, thanks. Thanks, you sons of bitches.
Why would you do this to me? Oh, shit. Well, I hope everybody is doing well.
We made it through November, you fucks. I don't know about the future holds, but fuck it.
Yep.
Funky.
Boy, God.
A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter, feeling that it's all a lot of oysters but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.